LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Friday, the 29th of May, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, well, it's... if you were on the air last week, or if you're listening last week, you would have noticed that we weren't on the air last week. We had a little computer glitch at the home office, and things got a little bumpy for there for a little bit, but for a very short time, because we have a crack team of technical professionals who were able to pull everything back together and get us back on track. Just not quite in time to get Dave Radio on the air. So this week, it's basically the show we had planned for last week. I'm going to update some of the PSAs and stuff, so you're not looking at stuff that happened last weekend, but it's basically last week's show. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. As you may or may not know, I live in Burnaby. And one of the perks of living in Burnaby is that the great Joe Keithley is a member of our city council. Joe, of course, is better known as Joey Shithead, the founder and leader of DOA. But for the last few years, he's been sitting on the city council of Burnaby doing some great things for his hometown. And one of the things he's done is he put together a song that he has recorded alongside Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley. It's called "We're All in This Together." You can go to burnaby.ca to check out the video, or you can just listen to this.
Sand. You gotta help your neighbors all across this land. And the frontline workers who fight to keep us safe. They are brave souls. By their courage, I'm amazed. And doctors, keep your distance. Don't be a fool no more. the sky.
Marking the start of Pride Month, the National Film Board of Canada is making an online release of Vancouver-based director Christina Willing's multiple award-winning short, Beauty Beyond Binary. Beauty explores the lives of five gender-creative kids, each uniquely engaging in shaping their ideas of what it means to be fully human. Three of the youth live in Montreal. The other two are from here in BC. They live in Delta. The film's free-flowing animated elements, ranging from images of octopuses to astronauts, draw together the kids' shared experiences in beautifully rendered fantasias that celebrate the power of imagination and the flourishing force of self-determination. Beauty Beyond Binary is streaming free of charge, worldwide, and in perpetuity on nfb.ca and on the NFB YouTube channel.
Together, her life keeps falling. false it can be tame, man. All out amazing. Where the things they want you, they take the best of you. But how and when and you know how. Yes, man, they in the kitchen. Their situation. Whoa, right on color. Count back, what till you get to one and call my name out loud. It's dragonfly, he landed. Shimmering wings expanded. A tiny divination. Oh, God's creation be beyond the beauty in this world. So how then, where do you know how? Oh, young man, you can't.
To play only BC artists, but since the lead singer of this group is MC John Harrington and he performed under the name BC, we figure that's good enough for us. They're Midwest Avengers from St. Louis. The song is called Be Yourself. It's an anti-bullying, pro-mental health, suicide prevention song.
First of all,
raising your self-esteem.
Your life's not a curse. There's only one you in the universe.
Unique.
Now smile. Now hold your head up high. They want to bring you down. Let's see them try. And why? You got knowledge yourself. Nobody knows better than yourself. So who cares? Their opinion don't matter. Just because the skinny doesn't make you fatter. But they attack you with laughter. Point fingers and laugh faster. Put you down and push you around after classes. Cause you wear glasses and good with mathematics. That periodically turns solids into gases. I bet you wanna hulk out and smash her. Cause bullies only stop bullying when you go.
Don't try.
Not perfect, cause I done made some mistakes now. If you're thinking that it's worth it, but that's a chance you have to take. See, I done been through clouds, all the ups and downs, and I'm sure you've been through your own. But I've been around, always been down, and this is the place I call home. Now I see you've been through a lot. Traumatic events, they do shake the mind. You feel like nobody ever listens to you, and then assume that we all forgot. But that could never ever be the case. We struggle hard each and every day. Mental illness is a heavy burden that weighs, and I wish I could take it away.
Don't try. to prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
So Access Theater Company is getting ready to do their general auditions in June, and this year they're going to do it by Zoom. They're excited to try a new format for meeting new artists. Rolling out a Zoom audition room is very new, and they appreciate your willingness to work around current social distancing regulations. The way to participate is you send your headshot and resume as two separate PDF documents to accesstheaterco@gmail.com. And then once your application has been received, you will be contacted with more information, including your audition time and instructions on how to audition on Zoom. To do the audition, they would ask you to prepare a one-minute introduction of yourself, followed by a two-minute performance piece, which could be either a monologue, a song, a puppet piece, or a masked piece. The whole audition will take about 5 minutes, and it's a great way to get to know Chris McGregor, the artistic director, and all the great folks at Access. So if you want to find out more, you can go to their website, accesstheater.com, or you can email accesstheaterco@gmail.com.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
Oh, what used to matter? Oh. white stickers on fruit. The ads in the feed. And this hole in my head. Whistling death on the breeze. Whoa, the knock on my knees. Makes me run for the trees. For what used to matter to hold me. I got a balloon, a string, and a key. Whoa, me and you. Well, it's so far gone that it doesn't seem true.
Now, Fringe Festival audiences across North America will get an opportunity to catch their favorite performers live in a new series that will span the entirety of the Fringe Theater Festival season. Dubbed Fringe Live Stream, the series aims to encapsulate live performances while filling the void left by the cancellations of Fringe Festivals. According to producer Jonathan Pattison, this brings us back to the roots of the Fringe movement, which is live performance. One performance per month will be drawn from artists from underrepresented communities, the AUC series, highlighting stories from artists that reflect inclusion, multiculturalism, and/or diversity. All performances are pay what you can, and 100% of the donations will go to the artists. Now, if you want your act included, you can go to Live Fringe Live Stream on Facebook and sign up for the monthly lottery. If you want more information, including the up-to-date schedule and list of performances, you can visit fringelivestream.com. Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, DOCSA, will present the 19th annual festival streaming online June 18th to the 26th. Originally scheduled to take place in early May, DOCSA was one of the many cultural events interrupted by COVID-19. The online festival will feature over 64 films, shorts, and features from across Canada and around the world, streaming online as well as special live events. The festival kicks off with Wintopia, directed by Mira Burt-Wintonick. Wintopia traces the enigmatic footsteps of her father, Canadian documentary filmmaker Peter Wintonick. A special British Columbia spotlight will feature several Vancouver-based filmmakers, including Greg Compton's Eddie's Kingdom, the world premiere of Tony Massel's The End From Here, and a selection of short films, including Josephine Anderson's On Falling, which profiles three professional women mountain bikers. Films will be available to stream for the duration of the festival. They are geo-blocked to British Columbia, and virtual tickets will be limited. Select screenings will include pre-recorded filmmaker Q&As and extended discussions. Tickets and further information are available online at www.doxafestival.ca.
Now I take a plane to London with a boy who's like a brother. We'll go to the zoos and parks. We'll drink parties at the business folks of the pub. Sleep in two beds the same size. Dream of each other's future lives. All the brick and shiny buses.
After its overwhelming debut last year, Parents Are a Drag is stuck in Vancouver and not on tour. So you can join local drag queens Peach Cobbla and Isolde Baron in social isolation with a two-year-old diva drag queen in an online version called Home is a Drag. Home is a Drag is a hilarious reminder that we're all human and we're all in the same boat. Join Isolde, Peach, and Fertility Flambe as they navigate being locked down in the burbs. Add some rainbow to your day at this fun and inclusive event, which reminds young ones, parents, caregivers, and everyone in between that it's never too early or too late to get silly and dress up. Home is a Drag celebrates diversity with songs, laughter, and play. Feel free to raid your parents' closets and dress-up box to dress up for this show and share your photos of your awesome outfits on social media using the hashtag KidsFestPopUp. It's happening this Sunday, the 31st at 1:30 p.m. on the Kids Fest Facebook page.
him. I don't wanna feel better, no. I wanna drink till I can't tell God from sin. I've been home for supper every day, but the meal ain't satisfying as going hungry is. I try to be good, but I'm gonna go bad again. I hope that I get hit when I've started fighting. I wanna get caught. I've been in line, I'm broke, no laws, but it feels like my body put my mind behind bars. I've tried to be good, but I'm gonna go bad again. Being good make me sad, being bad's a release. Got something vicious in mind, I make you call the police. Can't make my man marry me, I'm in another man's streets. 'Cause doing what I should is just so lonely. I've tried to be good, but I'm gonna go bad again. I'm gonna act really bad. I'm gonna go bad.
In light of the BC government's announcement that gatherings of over 50 people are not possible for the foreseeable future, the Arts Club Theatre Company has cancelled the remaining productions in the current season, which would have run through the summer. Now, as for next season, they are working on a new normal to continue to engage with audiences in a meaningful way. Until then, you can find out about online contact through the digital edition, and you can find that at digital.artsclub.com. And while we're talking, Bard on the Beach has also canceled their 2020 season, but they're promising to program the same season for 2021, which is good news for us because two friends of the show were scheduled to headline this year. Sarah Roa was cast as Puck in Midsummer Night's Dream, and Kate Bessworth was to play Henry V. So let's hope there's a vaccine in time so we can catch those shows next year. In the meantime, Bard has set up a great resource for all the places you can enjoy Shakespeare online. Some are free, some have a small fee, but it's all in one place. So go to bardonthebeach.org and look for Bard's Guide to Shakespeare online.
Seven.
So this is a bit of an experiment, so just bear with me here. This is a new piece by Phono Pony. It's called Three Sounds, 6 Feet Apart. And the idea is that the intention of the recording is that you get it on Bandcamp and you download it. It's by donation, but I would, throw $5 or $10 on it. And then what you do is there's three tracks. You download each track onto a separate device and place them 6 feet away, sort of in a, well, they recommend a pizza slice design, but a triangle, So you've got each device is an equidistance from you. And then you play all three pieces simultaneously. Now, we can't do that here because, well, first of all, we're in stereo and we're only one device. But I'm just trying a little experiment. So what I've done is I've taken the three pieces and I've assigned one piece all the way into the left side speaker and one piece all the way into the right side speaker. And the third piece is played sort of in the middle between both speakers. So you might get a sense of the experience that they're after. Of course, if you want it done properly, you've got to do what they say. But if you don't have three devices and it's just kind of interesting. So here it is, Phono Pony. Three sounds, 6 feet apart.
Instagram user number 69, identified. You are about to enter Bite Size. CITR and Discorder are using the Instagram interface to host local solo artists in a concert series on Instagram Live. Local solo artists include DJs, hip-hop artists, and experimental performers like Baby Blue, Devours, Lucid, Future Star, and DJ Paisley Eva. Performances will be streamed every Thursday at 6 p.m. Watch on CITR and Discorder's Instagram at CITR and Discorder. You are now entering Bite Size. Have fun.
A decade ago, New World Theater used emerging digital technologies to explore and transcend the confines of typical theater performances to create pod plays. These intimate, site-specific audio plays for solo participants use story, music, and directional cues to transform the experience of moving through a city landscape. Now, 10 years on, and amid a pandemic filled with much online disconnection, isolation, and loneliness, New World is relaunching these works and considering the power of active aloneness and quiet contemplation at the heart of pod plays. How will our experiences of these stories through familiar urban spaces be transformed yet again by time, memory, and this unprecedented historical event we're living through? You can find out. The 6 pod plays will be available to stream from the 10th to the 20th of June, and they're available by going to Folda, FOLDA.ca.
Big baby with your high demands. walk away, you little brat. Nitpick, slap your face, shut your mouth and run the race. Fireball, shine it on and take it all. Bitch tits, wonder why you're never happy, make you cry.
Our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Today we heard music from Joe Keithley, High Rise Dex, Tonk, Frazee Ford, Rob Butterfield, Mirepoix, Lié, Subterranean Lovers, Steph Wall, Photo, Phono Pony, K-Car, Be Afraid, and Clone. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us at player.fm. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppy Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh, so watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
I want nobody else.
I do not want to have to start over. Too much love into your heart. I did my part. You can pull me down. I won't let go, let go, let go. I'm holding on to the only thing that I know, I know. You can pull me down. I won't let go, let go, let go. I'm holding on to the only thing that I know, I know. This is dangerous. Yeah. Doing crazy things.